Hello.
Hi, am I speaking with David?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee department.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So we saw your text to Amy. Amy's actually my wife, too. She's out today. So
she's awesome, man. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's amazing, brother. Yep, 100%.
Yeah, say that with that. Say that 100%. Yeah, she's awesome, though, man.
For sure. So, she already talked to you about Google Guaranteed, right? You know how it works?
She laid me down like a few different ones. You know, there was one that, you know, you had to have a license with, which I have now.
Yes.
There's another one where it's like, some of them I pay like per lead type of deal. There's just like a few different ones, and I really wanted to go over them again to try and work out what would be best suited for me.
Yeah, so I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. So you're talking to the right person.
Awesome.
So let me verify first. You got the C36 license? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the company, it's currently insured?
Yes, I have general liability insurance.
Perfect. That's all you need. They don't care about workman's comp or any of that. So liability insurance. Awesome. Also, any face-to-face employees, in other words, and I could give you a workaround for this, okay?
Okay.
You would have to do a background check, though. Would that be fine?
For me, yeah.
For you. Okay, perfect. So all you do you have a crew of guys, or is it just you?
It's just me, but at times when I have, like, this big project where, like, somebody is, like, right now at this moment, I have a couple guys that are digging outside of a property.
Okay.
You know, but I'm dealing with everything, you know?
So I'll show you the workaround. When I send you the application, what you're going to do is, even though you have field workers sometimes, you're just going to put zero field workers, put one owner, and they only do the background on you. Google doesn't have a van, like, driving around checking up on it, you know?
Okay.
Be good. Okay. Okay, so you have all the requirements. Let me check the lead fee, okay? Give me 1 second. And just so you know, I'll start from the top too, even though she already explained it a little. So Google Guaranteed, what it is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google.
Got it.
And it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why.
Okay.
These leads are only sent to you. So you don't, like, share the lead with other companies.
Okay.
And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, okay, if you schedule like an appointment, like if you schedule an estimate with the lead, or if you quote them over the phone, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Okay?
Okay.
So if it's anything other than that, like just to give you a few examples, like out of your radius, right, or a service you don't provide, or a solicitation call, anything but a booked appointment or a quote, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
Okay.
Now, I ran a search in your area, and there are some competitions. So what we're going to do, we're going to bid a little higher on the lead fee to get you better placement, okay? So the cost per qualified lead for the plumbing vertical, okay, is going to be at $46.67 per qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay. Google does require a minimum budget, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, I have a guy in New York, sets a 200 lead budget a month. So sky's the limit. But the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that's going to be at $609. That's for 13 leads.
$609?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'll send this all to you in writing, too. You know.
How often is that paid, though?
Okay, great question. So, The way your lead budget works is it rolls over. So let's say, for example, you do the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads. That's for 13 leads in a month. So let's say you take on 13 qualified leads, which is easy. Okay. The following month, you'll be charged $609 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say you take on one qualified lead, and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. Booked out, on vacation, like whatever it is. Or, let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $609. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $46.67. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check to get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. Mm-hmm. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, okay? But I'm the main guy setting these accounts up here. So when you get everything to us ASAP, right, like I'm talking day one, realistically, we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, okay?
Okay.
Now, after you're approved, we don't automatically charge your lead budget. You're going to get a phone call, email, text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. Once you give us the thumbs up on that, David, then your lead budget will be charged. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. Now, we do charge a one-time application slash management fee. This is to run the background, get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. This is not a renewal fee. You pay this one time. You never have to pay it again. That is for
$250. $250, okay.
All right. So I hear you writing everything down. So what I'm going to do first off is I'm going to send everything to you in writing via email, okay?
Okay.
So I have dsm.plumbing@yahoo.com. Is that still the best one?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. So first email coming to you now is going to be titled Google Guarantee. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, which just means your category, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all your subcategories too. All right, so let me get this to you. Just a heads up on these subcategories too, you don't have to turn them all on. You're just going to want to turn on the type of job that you want, okay?
Oh, got it. And when I punch on these images, it's going to show me something? Or let's see.
No, it just shows you what it looks like.
Oh.
Yeah. That would be cool, though. For sure.
Okay.
Alright, so let me, here it comes. So you're going to see the subcategories in a second here. You don't have to turn all those on. You're just going to want to turn the type of jobs you want. So like, for example, if you don't want garbage disposals on, right, you could just turn those off, basically.
Okay.
Alright. So, okay, what I'm going to do too, I know you have Amy's number. I'm going to send you to my direct line and extension.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person actually like managing your leads. So they just want to meet you. They'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You can always start at that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very important, they're going to be able to check and push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly.
Let me interject while it's fresh in my mind.
Yeah.
You said there is a, okay, there's a, the, okay. You told me it's basically, it's $609 for 13 leads.
Correct.
And then you said there is a minimum budget, which would be $200. Is that correct?
No. So the application fee is $250. That's all that's due at startup. That way we could get rolling on Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
After you're approved, okay, the minimum lead budget is for 13 leads. That's what Google sets with us. It's not our rule. Okay. But it's weird. So you don't have to specifically take on 13 leads. So if you end up getting like 10 leads and you're good with that for the month, you could end up pausing your leads. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And does that mean I will not be charged $609?
Correct. Correct. So you'll be charged whatever the amount you took. So let's say after you're approved, right? We call, we text, we email. Hey, David, are you ready to turn your leads on? As soon as you give us the yes on that, your leads will be on right at that moment, and we charge the lead budget. So the 609, basically you have 13 leads in the bank. So if you end up taking on 7 leads and pause your leads, right, and they'll go over with you like how you want to spread them out, basically. But if you end up taking on 7 leads and you pause your leads, you're not being charged the 609 next month. You're only being charged for those 7 leads you took on to replenish your budget. Does that make sense?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. All right, so 609, minimum budget requirement, right? You take on 13 leads, you're going to be charged 609 the next month to replenish your lead budget. Let's say you take on 7 leads, right? You're not being charged 609. You're being charged 4667 times 7, which would be, well, I need a calculator for this one. That would be 32669, essentially.
Gotcha.
So it's whatever the amount that you take on. So if you took on one qualified lead, you're only being charged for that one lead you took on.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Now, let me see here. Let me ask you, too, what areas do you want to target? Are you doing all Los Angeles County, or do you want to narrow it down to specific areas?
I'd like to narrow it down. I believe I wanted to say a 5 or an 8 mile radius. Basically, I cover where I'm at, Westchester, Playa del Rey, Marina del Rey. These are all like in a 2 or 3 mile radius, but I venture out towards Santa Monica. I do go up the opposite way, like Redondo Beach. I just don't have any chart that shows me right now as far as miles.
Okay. The miles aren't important. The cities are. So in the application, I took down some notes, but it's going to have you list the cities. Whatever cities you list are where those leads are going to come from. So it's very important. Yeah. Okay.
So does it matter how many cities I actually put on
there? No. As long as you're licensed and insured, you could technically target all the way to Sacramento. You know?
So, okay, sweet.
Yeah. Obviously, you wouldn't want to, but, you know, you could target as far as you want. Now, the way the leads come through, they're going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead coming through. You want those forwarded to your cell phone, right? 310-213-0510.
I actually like it to the business line that I have with you guys.
Okay. We can do that too. Perfect.
And it's a 323 number.
Yeah, I got it right here. Yeah. So let's say leads to tracking number. Perfect. That's better too because you'll have the recordings and stuff, you know?
Right.
All right. So let me see. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to assign that lead technician and schedule your onboarding. Before I do that, I do need to have your application sent to you via email and via text message.
Okay.
For the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
Yeah. Real quick, though, I know the Google fee, it seemed like a good thing. Are there other I know I did, in the beginning, I did a lead program with you guys, but it was only really covering, like, Facebook, and basically it didn't work out. I didn't really get, you know, the potential calls. Would you say that's the only other one that you have?
Or so we have, this is the best one, hands down, 100%. So we have Google Ads. Google Ads is pay per click. So every time you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. Google Guaranteed, right, which is the one we just went over, that is pay per qualified lead. So you're actually speaking to somebody and you're either scheduling an appointment or you're quoting them. So you're getting qualified leads. And then the other is what you just mentioned, the social media retargeted ads, you know? Okay. So Google Guaranteed, hands down, it's the best one, 100%.
Okay, and then real quick, and another quick question.
Yeah.
So when we say qualified lead, let's say I pick up the phone and it's from, you know, LSA. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you perfect.
Okay, I just changed with my earplug. If I get a client that, you know, called through Google LSA, and, you know, they're like, okay, how much is it to come out? So, you know, we can schedule and tell them the price. And like, well, you know what? I got to hold out for now. Let me check with the owner. I got to call you back. And I wasn't able to schedule it. Do I get charged for that, even if I talked to them for like 5 or 10 minutes?
You do. So if you quote them or if you book an appointment, Google's going to consider that a qualified lead that you're charged for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, you'll know that they're a Google guaranteed lead coming through. So it'll say LSA lead. So what I'd recommend to you, and since we started this program, we have 100% retention rate on Google guaranteed. Like, it is amazing. Okay. What I'd recommend to you starting out, turn on your higher, like, profitable type of leads, right? Whether those are water heaters or unclogged drain, like whatever, right?
Yeah, we're talking about this, I'm seeing the list that came through, and it's basically like repair sewer. It says unclogged drain. Of course, that could mean any one there.
Mm-hmm.
Repair faucet, no. Install faucet, no. Start over. See, some of these are like smaller service. You know what I mean? And it. Sometimes take a little time to do smaller services like that. But yeah, I mean, I'll go
sometimes
over those. But yeah,
smaller ones turn into big ones or turn into referrals and stuff. You know, so what I'd recommend to you starting out though, turn on the higher profitable ones. And then after you're rolling on this, you could kind of open up the floodgate, so to speak.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's a Google guaranteed lead coming through. So really push to get that estimate or booked appointment. And if you don't book it or if you don't quote them, you're not charged for the lead.
Okay. Long as I don't quote them, you know, yeah, like
quote them or book an appointment. Yeah.
Because you get clients where like, you know, hey, how much are you going to charge me to do this? And it's like, you know, geez, do I tell them the price or not? You know what I mean? It's like, I'd rather go there. And yes, it's almost like I'd rather go there while I'm there. It's more potential to be like, okay, well, you're here already. This is the price and let's do it. But see, there's some people like, okay, yeah, well, I'm getting about 3 prices for the owner here. You know what I mean? It's like, okay,
right.
You know, another question we have to ask off the bat, you know?
So another recommendation, okay, and a lot of my appliance guys do this. Do you have like a trip charge?
Yeah, it really depends. When I talk to them, when I'm hearing their voice, I'm kind of reading them, you know?
Right.
And then it's also how far away they are. If they're just like literally up the street from me, I mean, I can, you know, I can just take off. It's pretty close, you know, but a lot of times I can kind of tell when they want to get a free diagnosing to like put things together and think about it compared to like, you know, hey, I want you to come out, but do you charge a fee? So sometimes I get readings on it. So it's just like what I'm feeling, you know, but I'm usually like $45.
$45? Okay, so my appliance guys always have a diagnostic fee. So what we do is on their Google Guaranteed page, they don't allow us to list the diagnostic fee, but we list like a logo and like the diagnostic fee in a picture. And what happens is the people that don't want to pay the diagnostic fee, they essentially don't call you. So there's an option to do that too.
I like that, yeah.
You may not need to starting out, but if you're getting a lot of like quotes and things like that, that is a route that we could go basically. You know?
I like that.
Yeah. All right. So, the application I'm about to send you via email and via text, it's a 1-page app and I'll show you that workaround too on the background. But for the application fee, you said we're using the same card, right? That's on file?
Yes. Yes. Is it the last 3-8-3-8-9?
That's it. Yes, sir.
Yep. Let's do that. I want to give this a good trial because I feel like I'm kind of ready to take on some more jobs here.
You're going to love this, brother. It's 100% retention rate since we started it. So
I'd like to see that. That'd be great.
All right. So let me see. Give me a second. In one moment here, you're going to get an email that says your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's okay. going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have a link to the application. And I'll show you what I'm talking about. Give me one okay. second.
And one, like you said, basically if my campaign starts right now, we still have to do the background check. So am I kind of missing out on some time? Well, basically I'm getting charged the $250 for the application. That's a given.
That's a one-time fee. Yeah.
Yeah. But when the leads come, that's when I'm going to be paying. I mean, am I?
Correct. So once you get approved, so what's going to happen, you're going to get that application in just 1 second via email and via text message. That is the very first step. I need you to fill out that app. It's a one-page application, really quick to fill out. We're going to schedule an onboarding appointment, okay, where what they're going to do in that appointment is they're going to send you some confirmation emails, and they're going to push your application through directly to Google. Now, from that point, if you get everything to us tonight, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you need to be responsive to, because we don't automatically turn your leads on, because we want you ready to take the leads as soon as we activate them. So you're going to get a call from us, we email, and we text, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on, okay?
Okay.
All right. So give me a second here, and I'll get that app to you. All right. Here it comes via text. I'm going to also reply with it in our current email thread, too. I always like things in, like, one spot, you know? So.
Okay, right on, yeah. All Make right. it simple for me.
Get that. Then hold on, let me make sure that Google Guaranteed begins email with sent. Yeah, should have went through. So it says Google Guaranteed campaign begins. Did you receive that one?
Yeah, I got that one already. And I got another one from you. I got one from Local Splash Support, and then I got another one just from you right now.
Right, I just replied with that application. So doesn't matter where you go. If you want to go to the Google Guaranteed campaign begins, though, right, what you're going to see is it's going to have a link to the application on there. When you click on that, it will take you directly to the app.
Okay. And is there a difference if I click on your email with your name?
No, taking you to the same spot. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so I'm on the Local Splash. Hello, David. What is Google Guarantee? Am I clicking on what?
Scroll down, and you're going to see application form. Yes, sir.
Right. Tap on that?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you – I always like to start by saying this because it's happened a few times, right? So if you start filling this out and you leave it for security reasons, it's going to delete all the info, right? Like you won't be able to go back to it. So you want to be able to do it like in one sitting, okay? What it's going to ask for on there is your insurance document. What they want to see is your Accord document, okay? And there will be an example of that in the application itself, okay? They're also going to want your license, okay? Now, where it says, and you'll see what I'm talking about, at the very bottom, it'll ask you or maybe it's not the bottom. Let me see where it is. Where it says field workers, though, you're going to put zero, okay? That way the background check is only done on you. Now, the background check is going to be done by one of two companies, both very trusted companies. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, okay?
Okay.
If Evident is doing your background check, and 9 times out of 10 it is Evident, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So for the onboarding appointment, which I'm going to schedule in 1 second here, just have your driver's license with you, okay? Okay. Now, let me go over there. For the onboarding appointment, we block off just a 30-minute window. What time tomorrow works best for you?
Okay, I'm trying to think. Before my morning or after my morning, get the kids to school, come back here. How about no, 8:30.
8:30, perfect. Rocking and rolling. You have that time. So I'm going to send you an email calendar invite. It's going to say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the way this appointment works, they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician.
Okay.
If I am on the phone, though, they'll just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I got that booked in tomorrow. All right, let me check your reviews, too. Give me one quick second. Oh, you're rolling. Okay, so those 60 reviews you have on Google, we're going to transfer mm-hmm. them to the Google Guaranteed page. So you're not going to start with zero reviews. You're going to start with 60. Okay?
Good deal.
Perfect. Put that in there. Okay. Any questions for me right now?
No, I think you've explained things. I'm ready to proceed with this. That's it. And if I start doing this application, like you said, just make sure I finish it. And it's funny because when you said a cord, my eyes zoomed over like on my little desk here, and it says a cord right here, a certificate of liability insurance, but
yes,
somebody chewed it up. I don't know if it was my kids or my dog. But I mean, I have others.
There you go. There you go. If you don't, right, usually the insurance companies, they get them to you like ASAP has been my experience, you know. So
I have one in my folder that's in my backpack that I usually take as my license. I usually take that because so far, I've only pulled one permit, and I've just had all that stuff with me, you know, in one, like, folder, you know?
Right. It doesn't come up that often, right, where they need to see it, but it's good to have it with you for sure.
Exactly, you know? Yeah. They just want me to write the numbers down and what's this information, and here you go. But I just like to have it all together.
Right. No, 100%. So, and that Accord one is the one that you need on there, you know? So definitely apply that. Apply your C-36 license on there, too. And then you'll see a section where it'll say the city, so make sure you're putting the cities you want. Now, the cities you add, those aren't like stuck in stone. If you ever wanted to add to that in the future, it's super easy for us to add it. You just gotta let us know. Okay?
Oh, right on. Okay.
Okay. And then, I would get, even if you're not ready to turn your leads on 2 to 3 weeks from now, still get it in as soon as possible. That way, when you're ready to turn the leads on, you're able to. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, this hands down best product. Better than Google Ads, Facebook Ads. Like, Google Guaranteed is the business for sure. You're going
to
love it.
Okay, I wanted to try this one because I feel like I'm ready for some more.
Yeah, the only thing is the application process. You know, like Google Ads, we could launch that like ASAP, but Google Guaranteed, you got to get that app in so we could get you approved.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, dude, every day, 2 or 3 times a day, I get calls, you know, from different companies, you know, talking about leads. And, of course, Yelp, they haven't gave up. And I'm like, you know what, I'm not ready. And, I mean, if I was ready, I wanted to go with, you know, the original person that has, you know, the original company that has my website, which is you guys. Amy's been cool explaining things to me, being patient. And, I wanted to give this a try because, I mean, it might even be where, I mean, I have a lot of referrals that just come from work and just from word of mouth. I've been staying busy. Just like that, making it happen, you know, but I'm like, I'm kind of looking for a challenge, and I feel like I can, you know, bust through these calls and, you know, make out better.
Right. It'd be great. And you could toggle it on and off how you want too. You know
right.
So like,
exactly.
I'll tell you what every one of my clients on Google Guaranteed has done, except for one, is they start at the minimum budget and then they increase it from there. And then I have some that like are part-time guys, but they're fully licensed and insured, and they, you know, they leave it at the minimum budget. But you could set it how you want. Like, if you get to a point where you're like, hey, I want, you know, 20 leads a week, we could do that for you, you know.
Gotcha. So, oh, okay.
Yep. All right. Okay. It's going to depend on your target area, though. If you're doing, you know, 7 miles, you might want to increase that to get 20 leads a week. But we'll tell you all that stuff, you know, for sure.
Okay, right on, right on.
All right. All right.
So what next?
That's it. Just do that application. So I know when you sign up with us, you get like a bunch of emails. The application is the most important thing. So get that filled out, get it submitted, do your onboarding call tomorrow, and that'll be real quick. He'll let you know if it's Evident or Pinkerton, do in the background, and then he'll send you some like personalization emails for Google Guarantee.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm looking at the application right now. Please provide a copy of the certificate. Browse files, but I'm able to scan, right?
Yeah, you can scan, but it's going to need to be, I believe, a PDF on there. So let me double check.
I think it automatically does that. When I go to scan it, it pops up. Well, at least when I do an email, when I
right.
go to scan it, when it sends it, it comes out in a PDF on the other side.
Mine does too, you know, but there's like a certain file it doesn't take. I forget if it's like a JPEG or something like that. So if it doesn't take it, just redo it. And if it does a PDF, though, you're golden. That'll go through no problem, you know.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to – well, like you said, once I start this, I'm going to finish it. I have all the information with me as long as the pictures go through like a scan.
Correct. And I would just start with those. You know what I'm saying? Like just go to the files first. That way you know, hey, they go through – and then if you're having any trouble with it, just call me, okay?
Okay. What are your hours, though?
Well, we closed 20 minutes ago, so I wouldn't be able to get to you until the morning. Yeah, but you shouldn't have a problem with it. You know, if for whatever reason the PDF doesn't go through, just you could email it to me, and I'll try to attach it for you, or I'll send it to Ivan, who is going to do your onboarding tomorrow, whichever's easier.
Okay.
You know?
But either way, I still have, let's say I don't get to finish this because of the pictures thing. Do I still get the appointment phone call tomorrow?
Yeah. You get the appointment phone call no matter what tomorrow. But it's good to have that filled out. That way he can let you know if it's Evident or Pinkerton doing the background check. You know?
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Nelson, I appreciate the time. Thanks for working a little extra for me. You explained everything, and let's make some shit happen here.
All right, sounds good, David. Love it. I'll tell Amy you said hi, too. All right, you have a great rest of your day, bro.
I will. You know, I was asking for her, but I guess I got the next best thing, you know?
right. That's what they call me around here, next best thing. You know? But
yeah, well, brother, you have a good night. Be safe.
All right, you too, brother. Appreciate you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.